Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. In today's podcast, we will talk about how to find gratitude when things seem to be going really, really slow in our life. Do you ever feel like things are not going as fast as you would like to in your life in one area or in another? It might be that you had some expectations about how things should be going, or other people had expectations on you how fast things should go in one area or another. What I've learned in my few years of being on this planet is that some things just cannot be rushed. There are some natural laws on how things go, on how fast they grow. We don't expect to plant a seed and after, I don't know, 1 month to have a really huge tree there, right? For those things, you understand that it takes time. And even if you take care of that seed, if you water it, if when it becomes a seedling, it receives enough sunlight and enough minerals from the earth, it still needs time to grow inch by inch, day by day. It's natural, it's harmonious. It's only us humans that try to force things, to make them grow faster than it's normal. And I'm not talking about trees or plants or other things of this nature. I'm talking about the things that are going on in our life. This is combined with the part of our brain that has to do with urgency. We at times feel that everything needs to happen right now in order for us to be happy. We feel that we need to solve all the problems right now. And that everything is important and that it should have our attention right in this moment. And this leads to stress, this leads to other things that are not healthy and that are not so good for us. What I found to be really, really helpful when it comes to feeling that things are moving slow is to get perspective, is to take 10 minutes or half an hour or an hour, and take a step back. Look at things from a wider time frame. For instance, if you feel that your income hasn't grown too much, and you feel that things are moving slowly or too slow from this point of view, you can choose a wider time frame. For instance, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. And this can help you get perspective. This can help you see that there's actually an evolution, that things are getting better, even though they may not be getting better as fast as you would like them to get. This will bring a sense of gratitude, a sense of power back to you, knowing that you are able to make this happen. And that it's actually just a matter of time. Or if you've planted seeds of different sorts in different areas of your life, looking for the results too early on may lead to disappointment and maybe even to giving up. But if you're grateful for the process, if you're enjoying the process, and if you're enjoying and appreciating each step in planting the seeds, in watering, in taking care of that future creation, you'll be tuning in to that natural harmony of nature. And surprisingly enough, things may actually get to move faster, but without forcing them. They grow beautifully, naturally, and that feeling that things are moving too slow just fades away, because you're not in expectance of something that's going to happen. You are in gratitude and in appreciation to everything that is happening, regardless of the time that that particular thing will become a reality for you. Thanks so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this episode and you found it useful. If you did and you feel that it would be useful for other people, friends or family, I would really appreciate it if you would let them know about this, about the Gratitude Podcast. It would mean the world to me. Thank you so much.